to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Or, as I'm considering retitling the problem, the ongoing documentation of my drinking problem. No, not really. Somewhat, but it does seem to be that I do break out the brewskis and everything whenever I record one of these podcasts, and it just makes everything flow so much more smoothly. At the moment, it is a steel toe stout, working class milk stout from Ska Brewing Company in Durango, Colorado. It is not quite up to the level of the Left Hand Brewing Company's milk stout, but it's damn tasty. It's one of those beers where the first one's pretty good, and the second one is fantastic. I don't know what that says about the alcohol content or the quality of the beer, but I certainly enjoy pretty much everything Ska Brewing puts out. So, this may be an interesting podcast. I'm recording this at, let's say, noon on Tuesday, May 24th, just as a way of recording it. There have been tornadoes that have destroyed Joplin, Missouri, which is a scant 3 hours from here. Not to Joplin, just a almost a straight line east from Greensburg, notably destroyed several years ago. And Yeah, tornadoes have been cruising around the area and all sorts of that, and the weather is evidently fully well set up for that today, and there is certainly some impending rain and storms today, so it's entirely possible I may lose power and I have to pause in the recording of all of this and then come back to it later. If that happens, I'll be sure to mention it. That being said, thank you for your patience and the vague complaints I've had the past few weeks as things have just come up and so on and so forth, and it's very nice to be back behind the recorder here and playing music for you all. This show, it is punk rock all the way. Punk rock, pop punk, it veers towards garage and grunge for a little bit and then comes back heavy duty with some hardcore at the end. And we're going to get it started out with some pop punk from their album In Disguise on 42 Records, released all the way back in 1996. This is The Automatics with Robots. I got so much shit. their split with the Beatnik Termites on Insubordination Records. That was Shock Treatment doing She Could Be the Wind. Originally, He Could Be the One by Miss Josie Cotton, as featured in the film Valley Girl. That is a split. Both acts have an album song and a non-album cover. The Beatnik Termites do Fun, Fun, Fun. Before that, from their new album, Hope Is For People, that is a new EP on Animal Style Records. That was Mixtapes with the new Ride the Lightning. Now, I was really hoping to do an interview with the folks in Mixtapes this upcoming Thursday night. That would be today for those of you who have downloaded the podcast on Thursday. But my parents are coming into town, so not a chance. I find it interesting that Mixtapes reference song titles of other classic songs and their songs. There's a song on Thought About Growing Up. There is a song on a short collection of short songs, their last EP, called The Real Hotel California. It's an interesting idea, and I think it makes a whole lot of sense to reference past songs as they do. Before that, The Automatics did Robots from their EP In Disguise. That's clever. definitely a very good song, a very short song. All of those songs, very short. The next bunch of songs are slightly longer, but still short and still poppy. Coming up next, from their split with MXPX, this is Canada's The McCrackens with A Day in the Life. No, not That Day in the Life, a different one.
Tell me there's nothing. Well, I don't believe a word you said. Tell me there's nothing wrong. You're crying in your bed. Well, I can see sunshine, but all that you can see is rain. I'm wishing on a rainbow. You hold back every ounce of pain. Minutes turn to hours, and hours turn to days. I don't believe a word you say anymore. Can't see a reason to your adolescent rhymes. Thought I had you wrapped around that little thing of mine. Well, that ain't nothing new. Let's get out with the old talking lesson. Never do just you. Minutes turn to hours, and hours turn to days. I don't believe a word you say anymore. A day in the life of a boy with a broken heart. I should have seen it coming right from the start. But hours I didn't know that she would let me go. A day in the life of a boy with a broken heart. Told me that you loved me. Well, I don't believe a word you said. Tell me there's nothing wrong. How come you're crying in your bed? Well, I can see sunshine, but all that you can see is rain. Wish not rainbow. You'll hold back every ounce of pain. Minutes turn to hours, and hours turn to days. I don't believe a word you said anymore. A day in the life of a boy with a broken heart. I should have seen it coming right from the start. But hours I didn't know she would let me go. A day in the life of a boy with a broken heart. They told me that I need girls like you. You told me that we're finished broken heart. I shouldn't have seen it coming right from the start. Oh, but hours I didn't know that she would let me go. A day in the life of a boy with a broken heart.
Bye.
While I am literally recording this sitting at a computer desk and staring at a monitor with a keyboard directly in front of me, I refuse to do a search and find out what the hell Armitage Shanks means. I'm going to assume it has something about a porn star stabbing someone. Anyhow, Green Day, Armitage Shanks from their Insomniac release. That was the follow-up to the multi-platinum, holy fuck, Pop Punk Will Sell release that was Dookie. It kind of threw people for a loop, because it was different. It was not a same old, same old. It had stuff like Geek Stink Breath, and it had Jaded and Brain Stew, and it was different. I mean, there was stuff like, you know, Armitage Shanks and Brat and Walking Contradiction that were all, you know, but it was sort of a demonstration that the band wasn't necessarily a one-note kind of act. Although, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, they essentially made the same album about three times. They're all fantastic albums, Kerplunk and 39 Smooth and Dookie. I mean, they're all good records, but I mean, there's not a lot of growth there. So it was while for me at the time as a, God, how old was I? I don't even want to guess at that. When it originally came out, when I was in, either late middle school or early high school, I wasn't too sure about it, and they almost kind of lost me, and then I grew up and learned better. Anyhow, before that, Teen Idols did Lovely Day from their Teen Idols LP. And before that, a song that I got the title of incorrect when I first announced it. That was not A Day in the Life. That was A Days in the Life, D-A-Y-S, by the McCrackens from their split with MXPX. Definitely a set of quality pop punk. And hey, you know what? There's more in this next set. Teenage Bottle Rocket put out a new EP. It's got two new songs and a cover. And you know what? I speaking of bands changing their sound, Teenage Bottle Rocket changed it up a little bit on this. There's some different elements, and I certainly like it. It's definitely Teenage Bottle Rocket, very recognizably so. But you know what? Let's just take a listen. From the new EP of the same name on Fat Wreck Chords, this is Teenage Bottle Rocket with Mutilate Me.
You know I never wanted to let go. Take it to Lou.
The always entertaining Boris the Sprinkler with Chemistry Set from their split with the Sonic Dolls. Before that, the Queers did We'd Have a Riot doing Heroin. That's from A Day Late and a Dollar Short, which is the last of the Queers reissues on Asian Man Records. That is itself a singles collection, which pretty much collects all of the early era Queers singles onto one handy dandy 12-inch record, something like 30 or 40 tracks on it. It's ridiculous, but invaluable if you want all of that early era stuff, like Kicked Out of the Weeblos, We'd Have a Riot doing Heroin, etc., so on and so forth. And we started everything off with new Teenage Bottle Rocket, or recent Teenage Bottle Rocket, I suppose, the title track to the Mutilate Me single. Like I said, it sounds a little bit different, and it's kind of awesome. The Bad Religion cover on there is fantastic as well. You can pick it up dirt cheap, as is the case with most of these singles that you can get from Fat Wreck. Okay, let's, this next set, little garage, little grunge, little classic punk, or new classic punk, anyhow, this single can be had for cheap at most record stores, and I'd like to thank Sub Pop for, keeping all of their, singles that people want in print and affordable. The A-side to this, wasn't even a hit. It was kind of when Incesticide got released. But the B-side, I think, is quite worth hearing and probably not familiar to most listeners. From the Sliver single on Sub Pop Records, this is Nirvana with Dive.
Long, long sleep, no.
crowd over where a friend justify the means by you. Hit the wall, let it go. Let's all the rears, let's all the rears. Your life, waste time. Let's all the rears, let's all the rears. Down you slave, safe at night. Wrapped in yourself, squeeze your status tight. Soon the walls are coming down. Held back too long, now I'm gonna plan. Think you're wise, bury alive. Where's all the rears? Where's all the rears? Just hang on, listen, go. Where's all the rears? Where's all the rears?
I absolutely love Off. I cannot explain how much I know this is going to sound sacrilegious. I really prefer that compared to what everything else Keith Morris has done. I honestly like it better than most of the stuff from the Circle Jerks. Definitely better than his time with Black Flag. But yeah, goddamn. Yeah, that's a great single out now on Southern Lord Records. Compared to what? The Glory Holes before that with This Is All There Is from the Screamer single. Goddamn, I love the Glory Holes. I've said this before, I've only gotten to see them once, but goddamn, it was a good show. Kind of sucks they've got. Well, it doesn't suck. I mean, it's great that they have family and all of that, but. Man, it would be awesome if they would play more, especially, you know, in Kansas, even though they live in Seattle. Yeah. We started everything off with Nirvana doing Dive, which is the B-side to the Sliver single from Sub Pop. Speaking of Sliver and Nirvana and all that stuff, if you go to the NPR Music website, they have the Our Band Could Be Your Life tribute concert up there. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Goddamn, Ted Leo doing Minor Threat songs backed by a reel-to-reel of him playing the song instrumentally. It's the video, you can find it on eBay, not eBay, you can find the video on YouTube, of him doing filler, and it's, wow, it's, Jesus Christ, it's more intense than a man singing along to a reel-to-reel has any fucking right to be, but goddamn, I love Ted Leo, and that video is fantastic, as well as, Titus Andronicus, does the replacements, and at the very end, there's an all-star jam that features a couple folks from Y Oak, and then the likes of like Dan Deacon doing Negative Creep, and the frontman from Titus Andronicus doing Sliver, as a matter of fact, which brings it all the way back to the rambling intro I had. Best part about that whole thing is right before the guy from Titus Andronicus starts singing, he gives a shout-out to Diarrhea Planet, saying that they are the best punk band right now. They are on Evil Weevil Records, who you might recognize as favorites of those of us here at Rockstar Journalist. We've reviewed stuff from the Big Eyes and the Holy Mess that they've put out. Definitely need to pick up that Diarrhea Planet single so we can get it on the podcast for you. One last set of music for this week's program. It is hardcore. It is loud. It is angry. I picked up this for like 50 cents at Half Price Books a couple weeks ago. It was a band called Blood of Patriots. I couldn't find anything else about them aside from the fact that they are from Austin. They're loud. They're angry. The name of the EP is Can't Be Killed, and this song is Mental Disorder.
Just walk the doctor.
Holy shit. Anyhow, no, not the music. As I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I'm recording this under threat of thunderstorms. And, I'm looking at the radar on Weather Underground right now. And, you know that scene in Aliens where they've got, like, the radar and they can see everything just getting closer and closer? It's weird. There's, like, this little feeder cell of rain that's on top of us right now, where it's light and misting, and behind it, to the north-northeast, is this gigantic storm that is going to hit here in a couple of hours, and it is going to fuck shit up. Anyhow, you'll read what actually happened in the blog post that accompanies this when it eventually happens. But yeah, definitely, woo boy. Frightening, scary. Glad the sump pump works down here in the basement. Let's talk about music. Also brutal, also slightly frightening. The last thing you heard was Fit for Abuse from their split with Rock and Roll, or R&R, on Bridge 9 Records. That song was Hellbent. Before that, from their debut full-length, self-titled, that was Punch with If You Can't Now, You Never Could. I declared last year's Push-Pull one of the best punk albums of the year, and I still stand behind that. And I know they're, according to their label Discos Huelgas, they're in the process. They have recorded a new LP, and it will be forthcoming, and I will have it, and I will play it, and I will probably be overly effusive about it as well, but definitely looking forward to that. And we started everything off with Blood of Patriots doing Mental Disorder from their Can't Be Killed EP. And that is the show for this week. Next week it's going to be a little more all over the place. Definitely some interesting stuff to listen for. Everything from glam to punk to garage to strange music. Do look for that the first Thursday in June. I cannot believe it is almost June already. As always, you can find this podcast every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, where I blog about books, zines, vinyl records, etc., so on and so forth. Some good stuff up there and some good stuff forthcoming. You can also find links to interviews and stories I have done for The Pitch in Kansas City. You can also find my stuff online at blogs.pitch.com/wayward. And I tweet like a retarded monkey with attention deficit disorder at Nut House Punks. Thank you, as always, for downloading the podcast. And until next week, thank you.